Ni hao, and welcome to Brayhead Languages Cafe.
Wo jiao to.
Wo jiao, Emily. Where's Jed?
It's time to celebrate. It's our 15th Mandarin podcast.
Seriously, Jed, can you remember what we're teaching today?
Just let me think now. Sheep.
No, Jed. Today we're learning five commands or requests that you could use in your classroom, in Chinese, of course.
So first we're going to talk about what the word Cheng means.
Doesn't that mean you're inviting someone to do something?
Yes, we would normally use the word please, but there really isn't one word for that in Chinese.
So Cheng is basically a very polite way of asking someone to do something.
How do you politely ask someone to shut up?
Jed, you'd say please be quiet, not shut up.
So to say please be quiet, you say Cheng and Jing.
What about sit down?
Oh, remember that time when Ben pulled that chair when you were about to sit?
No, Toh, please, that was really embarrassing. Anyway, sit down in Cheng Zua. Cheng Zua, Toh.
Well, there's one that's easy to remember, and that's put your hand up, and that is Cheng Zhe Shuo.
And I always remember the way to ask, please look, which is Cheng Can.
There is one that's on the tip of my tongue, and that's... Oh, that's what it is! Cheng Jin. Please come in, Jed. So let's go over what we've learnt today. So first, Cheng and Jing. So Ta, what does that mean?
It means please be quiet, of course.
Next we learnt Cheng Zua. Cheng... Jed, what does that mean?
Please sit down. Wait, this is my cue to get out of here.
Okay, Cheng Ju Shou, Ta, you're up.
This one means put up your hand.
You're doing well, guys. Cheng Kang, your turn, Jed. What does Cheng Kang mean?
That means please look.
Hen Hao, last one for Ta. Cheng Jin?
Come in.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Zaijian!
So this is my cue to get out of here. Zaijian!